Hey y'all, welcome back. This is the part two of the Candle Magic episode. If you have not listened to the first episode, I would suggest that you do so. In this segment, we are only going to be talking about the colors and the different associations because we have already went over the basics with the first episode. So, picking up where I left off, the colors. So, with the colors in candle magic, they are really in all magic. Colors are very important. However, some people are taught to be kind of prejudiced against certain candles. For example, if you're not comfortable with black candles, you can substitute for a dark blue one or like a darker color. Anyways, black is not an evil color, despite what some people may think. It definitely has its place in magic, and it is the most powerful color for absorbing negative vibrations and protecting. White candles can also be substituted for any color candle, except for magenta. Magenta is a little bit more, not temperamental, but it's a little bit more set in stone, and we'll get into that later. White, whenever you do substitute, though, is not as powerful as if you were using the actual color that you, that the spell calls for, so just keep that in mind. So, starting out with black, this color does absorb and removes anything negative. It's used for reversing and binding negative forces, releasing, breaking up blockages, and unsticking stagnant situations. So kind of pulling yourself out of that funk. It's also used to create confusion and discord among your enemies, or repel dark magic or negative thought forms that have been kind of pushed your way. One of the most powerful colors available, black represents protection, mystery, and the ability to become invisible. However, you really need to be careful about how you use it. If you do use a black candle for selfish, evil purposes, or bad energy, it can definitely backlash upon you. So keep that in mind if you are thinking about doing some shady shit. It's probably going to come back on you. Blue is a fertile, nurturing power of the earth. It represents both emptiness and potential. The color plays a very important part in its use. So we have light blue that can be used for truth, inspiration, wisdom, protection, healing, understanding, good health, happiness, inner peace, patience, harmony, and contacting the higher self. You can use royal blue for loyalty, occult knowledge, expansion. You can use the darker blue for more of a peaceful type of harmonic type vibe. Brown can be used to attract money, establish financial success, influence earth elementals. So if you're using a brown candle to connect with earth, that is your best way to go. You can use it for balance, intuition, studying, fulfilling basic material needs, grounding and centering, and communication with the nature spirits, the fae, the fairies, things like that. To some cultures, brown does represent the cycle of life. So running from the brown earth in the spring to the vegetation in autumn, and to the ancient Romans, it actually symbolized humility. So, it can be used to as a humility spell as well. If you're trying to humble yourself, brown is the way to go. Gold or clear light yellow candle helps with good fortune, of course. Intuition, understanding, divination, fast luck if circumstances are out of your control, and contacting higher influences is also used for happiness, healing, money, and gaining knowledge. Gold or A light yellow candle is usually primarily associated with male deities' powers. Gray candles are, of course, it's neutral, and it symbolizes meditation and the state of existence just before rebirth. So, gray is really good for meditation and kind of keeping your sights on whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. Green, of course, can bring you abundance, fertility, good fortune, generosity, material gain, wealth, success, renewal, marriage, balance, healing. And green also can help with communication of nature spirits. Back in the ancient Roman days, green actually belonged to the goddess Venus, and Venus is a love goddess. And for many centuries back then, brides actually wore green instead of white, which is a very interesting little tidbit that I just wanted to share for absolutely no reason. Indigo is, we know it's kind of a purplish blue that's almost black. It's usually used for meditation, balancing out karma, and neutralizing another's magic. It's very, very useful to stop gossip, lies, and undesirable competition. And, then magenta. So, the magenta candle can really be hard to find. This color has a very high vibrational frequency that makes things happen fast, and it's best to burn a magenta candle with other colors that correspond with whatever spell that you're doing. If you burn it alone, it is for quick changes, spiritual healing, and exorcism. Orange is a very powerful color, and use this candle with care. Orange should only be used if you are prepared to use or prepared to face major changes. It's good for adapting, encouragement, stimulation, attraction, sudden changes, prosperity, creativity, enthusiasm, success, energy, and stamina, and can also be used for giving your mentality a good boost. It discourages laziness, it helps you to gain control, draw good things, and also changes your luck. But again, orange candles should only be used if you are prepared to face major changes. I would not use this candle very lightly. Pink is the the truest color of true love and friendship. It's helpful with affection, romance, spiritual awakening, healing, honor, and family love. And it also helps to banish hatred, depression, and negativity. Purple or violet candles should also be used with caution. It is a very powerful candle. And the energies of purple or violet candles are kind of difficult to handle. It aids you with success, idealism, higher psychic ability, wisdom, progress, deliberate action, protection, spiritual contact, breaking bad luck, driving away evil, divination, great magical knowledge, removing jinxes and hexes, success in court cases, business successes, influencing people who have power over you. And this purple color, as I said before, has long been associated with magic and the occult and priestesses. Next is our red candle, and it is used for energy, strength, sexual potency, physical desire, passionate love, courage, and to protect against psychic attack. Considered to be a sacred color all over the world, red has always been associated with life, the womb, birth, and blood. So next we have our silver, or a lighter gray color. Silver is associated with victory and stability. It helps you with meditation, developing psychic abilities, and neutralizing any situation. It also removes negative powers, repels destructive forces, and it is usually primarily associated with female deity powers. So you have your gold for the male and your silver for the female. White as we know, is a highly balanced spiritual color, and it helps with spirituality and greater attainments in life. Purity, truth, sincerity, wholeness, power of a higher nature, contacting spiritual helpers, balancing the aura, confusing enemies, helping with pregnancy and birth, raising the vibrations, and destroying negative energies. White, at one point in time, was the color of death and clean-picked bones. In Asia, white is still the color of mourning. However, in the West, white has become associated with purity and innocence. So, whenever in doubt about any kind of color, I suggest that you use white, because white is your go-to universal powerful candle. Yellow candles, they usually help with intellect, imagination, power of the mind, creativity, confidence, gentle persuasion. So you're not like pushing something off on someone. It's kind of a gentle push in the right direction without overwhelming them or taking away their ability to make a choice. Attraction, concentration, inspiration, mental clarity, knowledge, medicine, healing. And in several Native American tribes, yellow actually represents reproduction and growth. So it really just depends on what your path is, what you believe in. With all of these colors, like I said, this is based off of my personal path. So what is good for me might not be necessarily good for you. So next we're going to go through the astral and zodiac colors. So here, as with other candle colors, lists will vary from person to person. So I've given choices for each sign. If the color given for your astrological sign does not appeal to you, choose a color that does. It's that simple. But this is just a general guide. So for Aries, your colors are red, white, and pink. Taurus is green, pink, red, yellow. Gemini is yellow, silver, green, red, blue. Cancer, white, green, or brown. Leo, gold, orange, red, or green. Virgo, gray, yellow, gold, or black. Libra, royal blue, light brown, and black. Scorpio is black, red, or brown. Sagittarius is dark blue, purple, gold, reds. Capricorn is red, black, or dark brown. Aquarius is light blue, dark blue, or green. And Pisces is aquamarine, or a light blue, royal blue, white, or green. And so when using these zodiac corresponding colors, this can be used in a lot of different ways. The way that I use them is if I have a spell that needs a little boost, or if I have a spell that I want to actually, be a bit more connected to. So like whenever I'm doing spell castings that involve deities or, involve elemental magic, then I usually lean towards, throwing in a zodiac color, because it's something that I not only relate more with, but, it kind of gives me like a personalization of the spell. And so that's why I like to incorporate them in. There are also colors that can be used to symbolize a day of the week. And they're similar to different planetary candles. And they can be burned to invoke a planetary energy power. Sunday, the colors are yellow, gold, the sun. Monday, white, silver, light gray is for the moon. Tuesday is red for Mars. Wednesday is purple or yellow for Mercury. Thursday is blue for Jupiter. Friday is green for Venus. And Saturday is black or purple for Saturn. So if you are, if a spell calls for you to do it on a specific day of the week, then I would suggest you could throw a colored candle corresponding to that day of the week into your spell to also give it a little oomph. So, although candle magic will get you results merely from burning a candle or different candles, it works more efficiently if you do add other ingredients into your spells. You can add oils, herbs, incense, small stones. And the reason for using these oils and herbs and stones as part of your spell work is not only to aid the psychic energies of these spells to your work, but also to help you concentrate more deeply on the spell. So, this actually could be a good guide for beginning to write your own spells. For a long time, I felt like I absolutely had to have a book and the spell had to be written by somebody else because I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. That is so not the case. You can write your own spells. It's just a matter of what I found was easiest was making charts. Looking up what particular things work best if you do them on certain days or certain times of the month or certain times of the year or during certain moon phases. And once you do that, then picking the corresponding candle is usually your first step. And then your second step to writing a good spell would be picking any corresponding herbs and then or oils or incense or whatever you want to use. And then you can pick corresponding stones to go along with that. So you kind of line everything up and make everything so that they complement one another. If you're doing a more difficult spell, I suggest that you start again with the candle. Maybe pick more than one color, have one to recognize or to represent one intent, and then have another candle to represent another intent, and kind of just going from there and building your spell. And it's not always about what you say during your spell. It's more so about how you are feeling and what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So the biggest thing is not so much of having a formal prayer or a formal mantra or chant or anything of that sort. It's actually what you have done that complements one another. So, for example, for a money spell, I would light a green candle and incorporate some basil and some peppermint into my oils, possibly burning some oils, whether it is through an oil burner or you can do it with the water on the stove, like I've said before, to kind of put the steam out into the air, into the universe. And corresponding stone that I would put with that would be jade. So just look up different things. Look up what it is that you want to accomplish first. Write that down and then kind of branch off from that to create your own way. And there is no right or wrong way. It's all about manifesting your intentions into the universe and asking the God, goddess, universe, whatever it is you believe in, to deliver what it is that you need. And sometimes I find it really awesome whenever I don't really know what I need and I just pray for something different, or I do a spell for change, and then the universe or the goddess actually delivers what I need and kind of paves the way for my next spell or my next move in life. So, this is a great way to get you started on candle magic and writing your own spells in general. And it can kind of lead you to different paths in a sense. So whereas you might think that you have to pray to this god or goddess because this is what you've been taught your entire life because you've come from a Christian home, this is a way that you can be interactive with making your own success, and you can be responsible for putting out that good shit into the universe and getting that good shit back. Because, you know, it's not always about what other people have done for you or what the spirit has done for you. Sometimes you just need to step up and do it for yourself and take your own life by the horns and control it
And the easiest way to do that is whenever you do start practicing magic, is get to know yourself, get to know your situation, and flipping it around a little bit, looking at it from different perspectives. And as always, I will preach, preach, preach that meditation is the key to this. If you do not know how to meditate yet, we will be going over that in the next couple episodes. Easy ways to begin to meditate and to learn how to turn your mind off. I have had the worst time on learning how to meditate over the years because I am ADHD. So whenever I'm sitting there, I'm thinking about the dishes and then I'm thinking about the grass growing too high and oh my God, did I feed my cat? So once you learn how to turn all of that bad shit off and learn how to concentrate, then in the end, it will kind of train. You'll train your mind to think differently and train your mind to turn off and on whenever you need it to, which will help you with your spell workings and manifesting your desires. So, I hope that this has been a helpful segment for you guys. And if you will, like, share, comment on Facebook and leave me a review. I still don't have any reviews. I have several listeners. I have a good bit of listeners, actually, and I've gotten some feedback through email, which is great. Kim, thank you so much for letting me know that the podcast about depression did help. I will be doing another segment on that probably today or tomorrow, since I did get a good bit of feedback about that. So thank you guys for listening, and as always, I hope you have a blessed day. May the goddess smile down upon you. Holla!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.